Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
So inner peace is the main cause of happiness. If our mind is peaceful, we're happy regardless of the external conditions. So we can be in difficult situation, you know, maybe I don't know, on a plane surrounded by babies. I don't know. And you can still be at peace, you know, if you know how, if there's some way to maintain a peaceful mind, you know, to work on your mind, to settle the mind, to develop the mind, you know, to train in patience, to train in love, for compassion, definitely compassion. Yeah. It's true, isn't it? You're just looking around, you know, maybe his mother's, you know, desperately trying to calm her child down. If we don't have that peace of mind, we have expectations. You know, we want that person to be quiet. We want quiet. We want the long flight. We have expectations. We have desires. So what was described in this book is he's describing, like, you know, like that perfect job and all that. It's not necessarily desire. Desires, we try to cultivate desires in Buddhism. People think that Buddhism is all about getting rid of desires. It's getting rid of unrealistic desires, uncontrolled desires that disturb our mind, that make our mind unpeaceful. Many of our meditations, we just did a retreat last week, is to cultivate desires. Wishing others to be happy is a desire. Wishing to meditate is a desire. Wishing others to be free from suffering is a desire. Wishing to find happiness from within is a desire. We want to cultivate these desires. It's the uncontrolled desire. Like thinking my happiness is important, most important. My needs, you know, I need to be happy. I need a quiet plane. I need peace. We say that I need peace, but it peace is within the mind. But our mind can think, no, peace means controlling the external situation. Or, you know, if the external situation is peaceful, I'll be happy. It doesn't work that way necessarily. And we can't control the external situation. We can dedicate, we've been dedicating our life to trying to control and manipulate the externals in order to be happy, to be at peace. But we can't control other people. We can't control a baby. You know? We can't control who sits where. There's so many things out of our control in daily life. And if our happiness depends upon things that we can't control, that's a miserable life. My happiness, my first year in Ottawa, my happiness depends on skating the canal. Now I hear reports that you need 15 days of minus 10 to 20, and we're not getting it. You know. But my happiness depends on skating to get out. Yeah. So my happiness depends on things I have no control over. Don't have that attainment yet. Controlling the weather. Apparently. Great masters could do that, but I can control my unrealistic expectations, you know. I can control what we call attachment, you know, my attachment to the fulfillment of these wishes, my attachment to silence in the plane, my attachment to skating the canal, whatever. Because that is what's destroying peace from within. I'll only be happy if. This child is quiet and everybody behaves. Yeah. Well, that's a setup. That's putting all the power in the baby. Baby's got all the power. All the baby has to do is scream, and I have no peace. You got me. Because my happiness depends upon you being quiet. They're not quiet. Pain, mental pain. Our attachment, our uncontrolled desire, the fulfillment of our wishes, that's constantly destroying our peace from within. That attachment is a mind, uncontrolled desire, attachment is a mind that views things external to ourself, objects, people, situations, views them to be real sources of happiness and then wishes to possess, wishes not to be separated. It's coming from an exaggeration. Like, if only this happens, I'll be happy. If only this doesn't happen, I'll be happy. You know? Not realizing it, that it's this very mind that's of uncontrolled desire, attachment to the fulfillment of our wishes, that's destroying our peace from within and making us continuously discontent and dissatisfied. We call these delusions. The illusions function to make our mind unpeaceful and uncontrolled and harm us from within. So a difficult situation like that, all it can be is a trigger. It can be a contributory condition to our peace or to our misery. But it can't be the main cause of our peace or our misery. That's something that depends on what's going on in our mind, how we're responding to things. How we respond to things is something we can control. If we train our mind, we get familiar with virtuous, positive states of mind and recognize, reduce, and free our mind from deluded states of mind, we can, that's the essence of spiritual practice, we can maintain a peaceful mind throughout the day. Sit down, baby starts crying, we could think, yep, that's about right. What are you, Murphy's Law, I think they call it. Yeah. So we can take a stand against this, I'll only be happy if it's quiet, thinking, well, I don't have control over that. I can't control that. My happiness doesn't depend on noise or lack of noise. My happiness comes from within. So I have to rein in that uncontrolled desire. Let it go. Our unpleasant feelings are coming from generally not getting what we want or getting what we don't want. So we need to rein that in. And one way to do this is just to accept what is happening. Patiently accept what's happening. There's a great book on patient acceptance called How to Transform Your Life. No, it's not. It's called How to Solve Our Human Problems. And he defines patient acceptance as a mind that accepts wholeheartedly whatever arises, having given up the idea it should be other than what it is. I love that definition. I've done this on a plane. I've recited that like a mantra. To combat the mind that thinks, oh, no. No. And then recognizing the problem isn't anybody. The problem is the, oh no, I don't accept what's happening. A non-accepting mind is the problem. Because that mind, it shouldn't be like this. It can't be like this. I can't take it. It's coming from a strong grasping mind with the fulfillment of my own wishes. My wishes aren't being fulfilled. So there's an unpleasant feeling, and then we blame every time there's a cry, every time there's loudness, blame. And then our mind exaggerates. This is a nightmare. This is horrible. Unpleasant feeling. You know? I mean, we look peaceful, of course. We're good Canadians. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. But internally, no peace, just frustration. Created by our mind. It wasn't created by noise. It's created by our mind. So the solution is to change our mind. Yeah. Like he mentions in this book, you know, he says, if we want to walk across rough and thorny ground, one way of protecting our feet is to cover the whole ground with leather. But this is not very practical. We can achieve the same result in a much simpler way by covering our feet. Similarly, if we wish to protect ourselves from suffering, we can either try to change external conditions to make them conform to our wishes, or we can change our mind. So we can, you know, ask the steward, move me or move them, you know. And then that happens, isn't it? And then it's a whole much more drama. Or we can change our mind. We can change our mind. So we recognize, it's this uncontrolled desire for the fulfillment of my wishes. It's an unrealistic expectation for silence in the minds, you know, for everybody around us to be silent or quiet. Everybody around us is just as deluded as we are. They're struggling with theirs. It's a delusion fest. So we accept. We accept. It's an unrealistic desire. So we learn to accept. So you can say that mantra, you know, I accept wholeheartedly whatever is arising. I've given up the idea it should be other than what it is. I patiently accept. It is what it is. I accept wholeheartedly whatever is arising. Or another phrase that you can think is, if something can be remedied, why be unhappy about it? And if there's no remedy for it, there's still no point in being unhappy. So these are helping us to let go of the grasping that's destroying our peace from within and restoring our peace. Restoring our peace of mind by stopping the grasping and the uncontrolled desire. There's another great phrase from that book, How to Solve Our Human Problems. The person who is a problem to a non-accepting mind does not exist in the calm, clear mind of patient acceptance. I love that. So now our mind's a bit more peaceful. Now we could actually just sit there, because we're already in the meditation posture on the plane, and we can develop love and compassion for them. Why not? You know, the child wishes to be happy, wishes to be free from suffering. The mother wishes to be happy, wishes to be free from suffering. Neither one of them are having their wishes fulfilled. How wonderful it'd be if they could be happy and free from suffering. May they be free from suffering. You start to open your heart to thinking about the mother who's just maybe embarrassed and, you know, doesn't know what to do, and the child's just afraid, doesn't know what's going on. You start to think about this stuff, and then you start to have compassion for them. Your mind is peaceful. Compassion is a peaceful mind. So you can, if you can develop your mind in this way, get familiar with patience and love and compassion, you solve your problem from within. And you develop real happiness and peace from within. So your mind is peaceful, you know, beside craziness, you know, beside lots of stuff going on. And even when the steward says, you know, so sorry, you can honestly say, not Canadianly polite, you can honestly say, no problem. It's all good. It's all good. So this indicates that our mind, what's going on in our mind, can trump external conditions. It supersedes external conditions. Those conditions only have the power to disturb us if our mind, if we relate to it with a negative or disturbed mind. But we can change how we respond, restoring our peace from within. And it works the other way as well. We can be in a peaceful space and mentally unpeaceful. This is a peaceful space, isn't it? Yeah, it's this peaceful space. And we did meditation, everything was quiet. I gave instructions that if you followed them, guaranteed would produce inner peace. But you could have sat there and thought and thought and thought about a conversation you had earlier today. You know, or maybe somebody was critical of you, you know. Started pointing out your faults or gave you, too much work to do or something like that. And then, or blamed you for something you didn't do or something like that. And your mind, or just an unkind conversation. And then your mind sat there in a very peaceful surrounding with peaceful people surrounding us. Buddhas everywhere. And your mind is just thinking, who says stuff like that? Why would they do that? What's going on? You know? And then when I say, now, just observe your state of mind and enjoy your inner peace. And you're like, what inner peace? You know, I can't even meditate. I can't do anything. You know, this person at work ruined my meditation today. This is the best part of my week. This is the time I'm supposed to be peaceful. And that, all their crazy yapping ruined it. You know, no, it's our own mind. It's our own mind destroying our peace from within. Okay, so it's very important to understand this. Like we really need to bring our mind to the conclusion that the only way, like he mentions this, I think, in How to Transform Your Life, you know, he says the only way, which is quite strong. He says we can see from this that if we want true lasting happiness, we need to develop and maintain a special experience of inner peace. The only way to do this. That's why I'm sort of belaboring this point, because we think there's other ways. And he's saying there's only one way. Don't worry, he's not saying only in this lineage, only in this tradition, this is the only way. So what's the only way? The only way to do this is to train our mind through spiritual practice, which means gradually reducing and eliminating our negative, disturbed states of mind and replacing them with positive, peaceful states. It's the only way. And your personal experience proves this, if you really look at it. If you really honestly look in your mind, look at your situation, you know, what, and when your mind is, when you're lacking happiness, you're not happy. You know, you're got a lot of mental pain. It's because there are negative, disturbed states of mind operating, destroying our peace from within. That we're lacking inner peace, the main cause of happiness. Our mind is not familiar with positive, virtuous states of mind. So the only way to solve our problems from within and find real happiness is to gradually, not going to happen overnight, but to gradually reduce and eliminate our negative, disturbed states of mind and replace them with positive, peaceful states. We need to learn to recognize, reduce, and abandon these delusions. So it's a task. We need to learn to observe our mind. It's a great practice, you know.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.